from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Noah Hyles with us. Bucks Insider. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I mean, Noah, the optics of hitting De La Cruz 8, like, it's not a lefty-righty thing. He's a right-handed hitter just like Hayes, and they think Hayes is a better hitter right now?
He is a better hitter right now. Look at what De La Cruz has done offensively since arriving in Pittsburgh. I get it's a small sample size, but, I mean, this is equivalent to Rowdy Tellez in May. It's that bad right now. The guy's – if you blink, he's down in the count 0-2. I'm surprised he's not batting ninth. He deserves to be that low in the lineup right now.
Then early grade on this trade is like an F-, correct?
Yeah, but I mean, this is a trade that you're going to have to wait a little bit to truly grade, because this is a guy who's got multiple years of team control. They made this move with the idea that this would be a piece to their team for the next 2-3 seasons. And sure, it's been very bad for the first 10-11 days he's been here, but this is just a very, very small chunk of what I think will be his time here in Pittsburgh. So I'm not going to grade anything right now.
Oh, okay.
But I will say, for what, you know, if you're grading it for a 2024 grade, yeah, it's a bad grade, because, I mean, they hope that he could be the power bat in the middle of the order, and he hasn't been.
Jake Woodford is starting tonight for the Pirates. Why isn't it Marco Gonzalez? Not that he's exactly Sandy Koufax, but what's causing this guy that's been a long man slash spot starter? You've lost 7 in a row. Why are you going to someone who's out of your normal rotation to try to stop the bleeding tonight, Noah?
That's a good question, and one that I plan on asking Derek Shelton in a few hours when we get a chance to talk with him. You have to wonder if everything's all right with Marco Gonzalez. I mean, the arm has been spotty this season, the last couple of seasons. He missed obviously a lot of time this year, and they've kind of skipped him in the rotation already since he's been back. So if this is just how they're going to use him, where he's going to pitch once every 10 days, then that's just how it's going to be. I was surprised to see Woodford getting the nod ahead of Marco Gonzalez, and we'll look into that more once we get to the ballpark.
Noah, how close is David Bednar to losing the ninth inning job?
I don't know, because at this point in the year, you're probably looking to find out what's best for the team in 2025. And I think David Bednar is probably your closer in 2025. At least that's what they need to find out. I mean, you could pitch Chapman in the ninth, but, I mean, this Chapman's not going to be around next year, I would think. And, you know, they can obviously you want to try to win as many games as possible, but you're probably not making the playoffs anymore. You're not, that's not a realistic expectation for this team. So I think it's more beneficial to get David Bednar more action in the ninth, Colin Holderman in the ninth, because you got to get these guys to battle out of this. That's the priority here last 7 weeks.
Then can I ask you along those lines, if you think that might be their philosophy or could be, then guys like Tellez and Taylor should start playing a lot less, no?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, and that's, again, like you another guy we talked about, Marco Gonzalez. All these guys on one-year deals, you have to ask yourself, I mean, what benefit do you get from playing these players who aren't going to be around here much longer? Now, Tellez is an interesting case because I don't think it's out of the question for him to be re-signed. I think he's going to be in the Pirates' price range, and I don't know if they can go get a better first baseman based off of what they're probably going to be willing to pay for that position in the offseason.
I mean, shouldn't they be willing to pay a lot more? I mean,
they should, and I'll leave it at that. But looking around the diamond, I mean, there are a lot of other guys that are younger, and you need to figure out what they are to your team heading into 2025. Maybe Henry Davis gets more opportunities.
Is Nick York coming up to this team anytime soon?
Yeah, where's Billy Cook?
Where's Billy Cook and Nick York?
Those are two guys that I'm also curious about. I mean, both of them have had very limited time in AAA, but I mean, they're both killing the baseball right now, and they're going to be important pieces to 2025. And I think that maybe these last couple of weeks of this season serve as one final, hey, show me something, to a guy like Jared Triolo, to a guy like Alika Williams, because you have other players who were just recently acquired who fill a similar role and who will be competing with them for spots on the big league club next year. But yeah, York, Cook, pitchers like Braxton Ashcraft, once he's healthy, Michael Burrows, these are guys that probably should be seeing more opportunities than guys on a one-year deal right now.
Noah, if you were to bet on 2025, is Andrew McCutchen on the opening day roster?
Yes, I think so. I don't think that's a slam dunk, but just because, I mean, the guy's body it's beat up. I mean, this game has taken a toll on him, but if he wants to play, it's probably going to be here in Pittsburgh on another one-year deal. So, and I think he does want to play. I think he wants to keep going, and that means, yeah, he'll probably be back here next year.
Noah, Smart Money says Joey Bart is the Pirates starting blank in 2025.
Catcher, yeah. Just because Davis has to prove that he can hit the baseball before we even figure out a position.
What about Endy?
Endy's a guy where, yeah, I mean, he's a promising prospect, but he's coming off of a major surgery, and he's missing out on a year of baseball, and he did not play a ton of baseball at the major league level last year. Joey Bart's your most proven major league catcher on the roster right now, and that's why, and he's playing well. That's why he should be the starter. But you have Endy, a guy who could probably be on that 40 or on that major league roster on opening day next year. And you can maybe even carry three catchers because of the defensive versatility that Endy brings. You can play him at first. He's played second base before. But, yeah, Joey Bart's got to be your opening day catcher heading into Bradenton, unless someone outplays him and takes the job.
No, if the Pirates finish in last place, how do they rationalize saying, actually, things are fine. We trust and we believe in our general manager and our manager for 2025?
I don't know if you can rationalize that. That's a regression. I've never been someone who said, you know, oh, if they miss the playoff, like it's playoffs or bust this year, but you have to show improvement. And this team entering August was in a position to compete for the postseason, and it has completely fallen apart in every area that has been dependable. The starting pitching's been worse. The bullpen's been atrocious. The lineup's been inconsistent. Although it is hitting the ball a little bit more than usual, it's still not really dependable. So, It's been a regression. If they finish in last place, I don't think they can make the claim of what you just asked me if they could. So I think changes will have to be made.
Do you think one is safer than the other?
What do you mean?
Of Shelton and Charrington, is one guy's job security better than the other?
If that were to happen, do you think they both would get shown the door?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what would happen there, and I don't want to presume, you know, anyone losing their job, but I do think out of those two, there is one that's probably more likely to go than the other.
Noah, is to what you're a reporter, you know, it's just the facts, but I'm going to ask you for a little opinion. What percentage given this slide that they're on, what percentage of blame should go to Pony for his Paul Skeens eye contact tweet?
Probably 90. You know, Bednar and Holderman probably get like 9 of that, 9%, and then 1% is on Shelton. Then I'll put the other 90 on Pony.
Very good.
And you think from that moment when we locked eyes multiple times that it was...
The team hasn't won since.
What exactly, though? Like, what happened? Like, shout like this.
Your stink got rubbed off on the team.
My bad energy was transferred to
like
Paul.
In a sci-fi movie.
It was kind of like the opposite of what happened in the movie Space Jam, where the talent got taken away.
It
was the Pony shot into all of them. Like, it took over their bodies. And
the Pony is strong
have
with you.
Have you asked or have you thought about bringing this up to Shelton? In one of these,
probably want to wait till they win a game, Noah, before you do that.
Those probably aren't the best questions to ask a guy who's managing a team that's lost 7 straight games.
Okay.
How has he been? I'm wondering this because this actually is a serious question off of that. He has been testier than I've ever seen him of late. Have you been able to tell, like, this has really been wearing on him? It's a guy who had never managed meaningful games, like truly meaningful ones, till maybe a month ago. And now all of this has happened. Like, how has he actually handled that in the moments where a camera's not in front of his face?
Yeah, it's wearing on him. I mean, baseball players, they're conditioned to take things one day at a time, and they shake things off well. But you can tell. And, I mean, I've even asked questions, like, how do you not let this wear on you? And he said it's tough, but, you know, they've got to just, as cliche as it sounds, they have to show up every day and look to you know, have a blank slate and get after it. But it is wearing on him. And like you pointed out, I mean, there have been some post-game press conferences where he's even said in an answer, I'm upset with how this all went down. He was pissed about one of the losses, and it's been probably about a lot of them. He's noticeably, a little beaten down by this. And that makes sense. I mean, like you guys pointed out, this is the first time he's really had a chance to manage meaningful baseball at this point in the year. And it really has not gone well at all.
How many games do the Pirates win in San Diego?
One.
Do they get to 500 again this season?
That's a good question. I think they do.
Wow.
I think, but because based off of just the entire vibe of this team, the general synopsis seems to be get excited, get incredibly disappointed, fight all the way back to where it's exciting, and then just finish just short enough for, you know, completing the job. That's how a lot of these losses have gone this year. I think that would be an appropriate finish if we got to September and they needed to, like, win out and need a team to lose out, and it just didn't happen. But I think they'll finish around 500. I think that's going to be, you know, the goal, really, for the rest of the year is can they play above 500 baseball for these last 7 weeks.
Noah Hyles in San Diego, where the Pirates have the longest losing streak in baseball and are on the verge of completely falling out of any playoff race. Noah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. There you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.